Charlotte is losing one of its biggest annual tourism events, the CIAA basketball tournament. The conference is moving the tournament to Baltimore beginning in 2021. Charlotte has hosted the tournament since 2006. In recent years, attendance has dropped and conference officials and attendees have complained about price gouging in uptown hotels. In 2015, for example, customers at the bar in the Ritz-Carlton received bills that included a, quote, CIAA service charge. It was dubbed the Black Tax. CIAA Chairman James Anderson says there were many factors in deciding to move the tournament. He spoke to WFAE's Marshall Terry about them.
Charlotte has great assets. They've been a great partner for 15 years. But at the end of the day, we're still running a business, the CIAA and the individual institutions, and we have to look at what the opportunities were. And Baltimore provided a great opportunity for us in many ways. I mean, we did an exhaustive bid process. We did the thorough vetting, and the decision was made by the board of directors, not by the commissioner and her staff. And we felt that Baltimore offered an opportunity for the future that was really important to us.
Well, I want to get into what Baltimore offered in a little bit. You said this isn't about Charlotte doing a bad job, but when we spoke to you last summer, after the conference announced that it was opening the bidding process, you did tell us that hotel price gouging was a problem and that the city's hotels needed to change their ways. Was that a factor in this decision?
There were several major criteria that we looked at. One was pricing of hotels. For example, Baltimore owns some of the hotels here. There's a big Hilton here that the city owns, et cetera. And so they can regulate prices a lot better. They can set a price and guarantee us that that price will be there when our fans come.
Is that not happening in Charlotte?
Over the years, that had not always happened, no. And we rely to some degree on the response of our fans and the response of our alums and others who would attend the conference. And they were the ones who brought to our attention that sometimes that didn't always happen.
Did that lead to lower attendance?
You know, there are a lot of things that lead to lower attendance, but that was one, I think, concern that they did have, yes.
You said that in Baltimore, you're going to get a better idea or guarantees of hotel rates, but that's been a problem here in Charlotte. So had you tried to work with the hotels in the area over the past year to get that?
Well, not just the past year, but over the past years in Charlotte, the CIAA has tried to do that. And we found some cooperation in terms of that, and the city did a good job in helping to get that cooperation, but not everybody always was able to do that for us.
What about the so-called Black Tax incident at the Ritz-Carlton a few years ago? There was a lot of complaints about that. Was that a factor?
Well, that was never mentioned in the discussion among the board of director members. We tried to look forward in terms of the discussion, not look backwards. Among the fans, I'm sure that it left a sour taste for those who experienced that. But I won't say it was a primary factor. And our decision-making was really based upon looking at the centrality of location of everything that we wanted it to be a walking conference, like it historically has been in Charlotte. And we wanted to make sure that, as I said, the hotel rates were consistent. We wanted to make sure that we had access to all of the venues that we wanted. We wanted to have, you know, more control in deciding about how the sites would be utilized and the timing of utilizing those sites. You know, I've been chancellor for 10 and a half years, and when I came to the CIAA, we had the whole week in the spectrum. Now we're down to a point where we're offered 2 or 3 days by the spectrum. And so we felt that we needed to have an opportunity to be in the spectrum, more time to set up, to do the things we wanted to do. And that time was not afforded to us.
Well, why is that?
I don't know. You have to ask the management at the spectrum.
You mentioned that the tournament's been here more than a decade. It was first held here in 2006. Was it a factor that the tournament has been held here so long that alumni and attendees might just be bored with Charlotte after so many years?
I don't think boredom is the word. I simply think that the fans wanted us to look at other opportunities. And in all the surveys that we did and talking to our fans, et cetera, that's what they told us. And as we went through this process, initially there were maybe 7 to 8 cities that said they wanted to bid, but at the end of the day, only 3 submitted full packages.
So I want to go back to what something you said at the beginning of this conversation. How did Baltimore's bid compare to Charlotte's?
I won't say to Charlotte. I'll just say in the context of the 3 bids, Baltimore had more assets, and one I spoke to directly already, and that is the relationship that the city has with the hotels where there was more control over pricing. That was something that was very important to us. and the centrality of the location here, being near the Inner Harbor, having the arena and all of the restaurants and everything, and walking distance. You know, once people get here, they don't need their cars anymore. So it was, you know, multi-factor that went into that decision.
Can I ask you, just talking about accusations of hotel price gouging and then the black tax and all that, when you speak to attendees, to alumni, do they feel that Charlotte's a welcoming city?
There have been times over the years when our fans were disgruntled about some of those things, the price gouging, the black tax, et cetera. As I said, the city did a pretty good job in terms of getting addressing some of those issues. But I think that still left a bad taste for some of our fans.
CIAA Chairman James Anderson, thank you for taking the time.